Treasure Hunters, an all-American adventure. Written by James Patterson and Chris Grabenstein. Read by Brian Kennedy. There was an elephant lurking in the shadows behind us. It just stood there, stiff and silent. I figured he was waiting for us to make one false move and then, boink, pointy tusk to the butt.
Can we get out of here?
Whispered Beck.
Chaw, said our big brother, Tailspin Tommy. That elephant has its trunk curled up like it just sniffed a bag of hot roasted peanuts.
Definitely not the first thing I'd think to experience in a museum, but stranger things have happened to us kids. Or he just got a whiff of Bick, added Beck. He smells like hot roasted gym socks.
Do not, I countered.
Do too.
You guys, whispered Storm, our brainy older sister, we have only 15 more minutes to find the Hope Diamond.
Ah, the Hope Diamond, the treasure we were currently hunting. It's got 45.52 carats, the kind they use to measure diamonds, not the kind bunnies nibble. It's also 45.52 times bigger than the average engagement ring, which, Storm told us, because she memorizes trivial factoids in her spare time, is only about 1 carat. That's right. The Hope is also the humongous. It's about the size of a walnut and is the largest deep blue diamond in the world. Some people say it's worth $250 million. They also say it's cursed.
It was originally plucked out of the brow of an Indian temple statue by a Hindu priest,
Storm had told us the night before we set off on our adventure.
The priest's punishment for the unholy theft was a slow and agonizing death. The diamond showed up in Europe in 1642 when a greedy merchant sold it to King Louis XIV for a handsome profit. But the merchant didn't get to spend his money because he was soon mauled to death by a pack of wild dogs.
Storm, she loves the gory details. Says they make history way more interesting. Anyway, she told us that when Marie Antoinette, Queen Let Them Eat Cake, owned it, she was caught trying to flee France with the ginormous diamond. That was in 1791. During the French Revolution. So the big blue bauble was seized by the French Revolutionary government.
They also chopped off Marie Antoinette's head, so she probably didn't need a diamond necklace anymore,
Storm had added. The Hope Diamond was then stolen. More people bought and sold it, many of them getting murdered or losing their fortunes along the way. Finally, an American heiress brought it to the United States. It's why we're on our current expedition in the heart of Washington, D.C.